listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It's Mike Spry. I'm your host tonight for Green Cheese. And I've got my daughter Hannah along. Say hi, Hannah. And we'll be getting started here in just a bit. Got lots and lots of questions for you. Hope you're enjoying the beautiful evening tonight. And we'll get started in just a bit.
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep, because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a mouse. That moon ain't nothing but old green.
All right. Put the cows in the barn, take the laundry off the line, gather on the radio. It's time for some green cheese. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. And let's get some questions out there. Hannah, go ahead.
Okay. Who is the famous British actor who voiced Scrooge McDuck on the DuckTales reboot?
Okay. I'm not hearing you, so can you repeat that?
Yeah. Who is the famous British actor who voiced Scrooge McDuck on the DuckTales reboot?
Okay. All right. Hopefully they can hear you. And on this date in history, in 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie were assassinated, touching off World War I. What country did Austria-Hungary declare war on first? Okay, and so got some music from the 60s questions here. The first Grammy for Motown was won by which group? And let's see. Richard and Mildred Loving were an interracial couple who won a Supreme Court ruling allowing their marriage over which state? Which state did they win their Supreme Court ruling over? 218-333-9005 is the number to call. Oh, wait a minute. That's not right. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. 218-326-1234. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese? Hello? How come I can't hear anybody?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, now I can hear you. I don't know what that was about. That was weird.
All right. The Duke Ferdinand question.
Yeah.
Germany?
No, it wasn't Germany.
Wait a minute. Give me the question again.
What country did Austria-Hungary first declare war on after the assassination?
It wasn't Germany. Oh, dear me, because I've been to the point where that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Yugoslavia.
You're close. I'm looking for the country that was part of Yugoslavia later on.
Serbia,
there you go. Where are you calling from?
All right. Calling from Anoka.
All right. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, let's see. Try this. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Oh, God. Okay, let's try this again. Keep trying to call in, folks. I've obviously got some technical difficulties going here. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Not sure what the heck button I pushed that was wrong, but it was the wrong one. So 218-326-1234. What is going on? I got nothing here. No calls, nothing. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. I guess we'll throw some more questions out there. You got another one, Hannah?
Yeah. What character from commercials in the 1980s eventually had a television show and a series of movies?
Okay. And let's see. Which of Santa's reindeer have names that mean thunder and lightning in German? 218-326-1234. Got dead air. I don't know where everybody's at. We receive support from Summer Music. Oops, that's not right either. God, I'm off today. That's not the right one, Mike. Sp- Support comes from Slim's Bar and Grill on Ann Street in Bemidji, featuring burgers, veggie burgers, chili, and soups. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 1 a.m. More at slimsbarandgrill.com and on Facebook. And I've got nobody calling in right now. The phones are completely dead. I'm not sure what is going on.
Hello,
you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Mike, hey, it's finally through. Can you hear me? Simon the Lake.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the phones there.
Yeah, we could. I'm guessing a bunch of us who were just on hold telling you second in line or whatever, and I'm guessing other people in the same boat, but we could hear you struggling with the system there, whatever. But
yeah.
It wasn't that people weren't calling, I'm sure. You know, just weren't getting through for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, I had nothing lighting up on the phones. That was really weird.
Anyway, also, just a shout out to both you and Hannah.
Yeah.
I, for whatever reason, I'm having difficulty hearing Hannah's questions. It's like I'm just hearing them across the room.
You know, I'm not picking up
than...
Hannah either. I don't know if that mic is actually...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear
it? I can vaguely hear, but I'm not sure I got it. But anyway, I was calling in for the Serbia question, but that got answered from a bit of liberal hinting from you there. But but anyway, the Loving lawsuit you asked about, that was Loving versus the state of Virginia.
Virginia, that is correct. Good job.
All right. Thank you, sir. Shout out to everybody, and good luck with the technology tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hannah, why don't you go ahead and repeat a question, and let's make sure your mic is working.
Okay. Who is the famous British actor who voiced Scrooge McDuck on the DuckTales reboot?
Okay. Yeah, I don't... You're not on mic two for some reason. All right.
Oh, that's because I'm on mic three, Dad.
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. What was the Motown question you asked?
What was the first... how you doing, Cass?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
All right, good. What was the first Grammy for Motown? Was won by which group?
Oh, Grammy.
Yeah.
Supremes?
Not the Supremes.
Okay.
All right.
I guess.
Yep, good guess.
I bet it was a male group then, like, well, I'll let somebody else.
All right.
You can't think of one. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chas. Thanks for calling.
Your problem fixed now, I hope. I couldn't hear Hannah hardly at all.
Yeah, we just got the mic figured out. We thought she was on mic two, but apparently they switched them, and she's on mic three. So.
All right. We'll have a good one.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. Boy, I've never been caller number one for so long.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'm calling from the Sissy Bockwit Woods. This is the Fool in the Woods.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to take a guess at the... Santa's reindeers that in Germany would mean, or in German would mean thunder and lightning. I'm going to say Donner and Blitzen.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck with your technology there, Mike. you're trying hard, I know. But
well, I manage to screw something up almost every time I come in this studio, so
well,
this is nothing new.
To error is human. To really screw things up, you need a computer.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
All right. Thank you,
Goodbye.
Both Mike and Hannah. Glad to hear your voices.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike and Nancy from beautiful downtown Alma.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now that I got things figured out.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I have an answer for the Jim Varney. He had the commercials and the show of his own.
That's true. Do you remember what his character's name was?
Ernest.
That's correct.
Yes, and then that's the king's answer. So I'll give him credit for that.
Oh, the king.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that king. Okay, now I'm with you. It's like, man, when did you start calling your husband the king?
Yeah. No, this is Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
I figured it out.
With him tonight.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And I have an answer for myself.
Okay.
Hopefully, right, about Stevie Wonder.
For the first Grammy question?
Right.
Nope, not Stevie.
Nope, not Stevie.
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks anyway. Shout out to everybody.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yep, thanks.
And bye. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
91.7.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, I think I got the answer for the Grammy and the Motown one.
Okay.
Is it the Temptations?
It is the Temptations. Well done.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Can I throw a shout-out to all the people fishing on Big Sandy today?
Oh, yeah? There's a lot out there?
There's a lot of people enjoying the lake today.
All right. Big Sandy, not Big Sand? That's what you said?
Big Sandy Lake.
Big McGregor. Sandy Lake. Okay. Kind of going back a few generations, but it's my old stomping grounds. Kind of.
Pretty good out here today.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Our previous caller got the Temptations. That was going to be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was what? Cloud Nine.
All right.
And such a good song. And I feel your pain, buddy. I really do.
Well, I tried to use the board for the line pickup, and I screwed something up. So now I'm punching numbers on the phone, which is working much better.
Again, I feel your pain because I go through this once a month. Anyway, I'm glad to hear from everybody, all y'all. And don't forget about the picnic on August 9th.
That's right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did you get the Scrooge duck one?
Nope, not yet.
Go ahead.
Alan, just a second. I had it written down. Alan Young, is that correct?
No, not for the reboot. I'm looking for the voice actor for Scrooge McDuck for the reboot that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, reboot. Oh, shoot. Okay.
All right.
This is Stumper and Rosemont.
Hey, Stumper.
Yeah, you had a little trouble in the beginning, but hey, you got it done.
So. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Great show.
Thanks.
Keep it going. I'll be back in, hopefully.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Sorry, I should actually...
Huh?
I should actually fix this question. He is not British. He is Scottish.
Scottish.
The actor I'm looking for is Scottish.
Okay. Did you get that, Tupper?
Yep, I got it.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
All righty. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. What city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet? What city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet? Hannah, you want to throw another one out there?
Sure. Ninja Rap, the song by Vanilla Ice, was featured in what movie?
Okay. And what movie's protagonist was named Lightning McQueen?
Oh, come on, Dad.
Well, I got to give him a few. And I'll throw one more out there. Oh, I already... took one off that page. Let's try another 60s music music question. The Rolling Stones got their name from a song performed by whom? It's another easy one. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet was in Verona.
That is correct. Good job. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
All right. Good to hear from you again. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the Romeo and Juliet question?
Yeah.
Was that Verona?
That is correct.
Aha, sweet. I remember something from acting class in high school.
Where are you calling from?
The Aikyo Islanders here.
Okay, good to hear from you.
All right, sounds good. Shout out to Justin and Andrea.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Yep. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Let's see. Got another one ready for us, Hannah?
Sure.
All right.
Who plays Rose's fiance in the movie Titanic?
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Sheesh. Mike, it's Julie again, and I'll let myself go for a while now because I can't believe I got in this soon. And that nobody answered that Lightning McQueen is Cars.
Of course, it's Cars.
And hey, Hannah, I hear you, because that's what I say to my sister when she gives an easy one. I'm glad I got to answer that for my grandson.
Hey, you got to give him a few, Julie.
You and Bessie says the same thing. Mike, it's just fine. I'm just giving you stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think I met a relative of yours that just joined the board, by the way.
I understand this.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very excited, and she's very excited by being there.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, don't have a lot of confidence in the answer, but I thought I listened and heard my kids listening to it. But Scrooge McDuck, Sean Connery?
Nope, it's not Sean Connery.
Oh, all right. Shout out to the Smith Loonies. Thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I have an answer for you. You got a question?
Maybe. What's your answer?
The Rolling Stones got their name from a song by Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters is correct. Yep. Where are you calling from?
This is Don with Don and Janet in Grand Rapids. Here we are.
All right. Good to hear from you, Dan. Janet around, too?
Yes, she is. You'll probably hear from her in a little bit.
Good job. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about Rose's fiance in the Titanic.
Yeah.
Would that be Jack?
No, that's the name of the character. That's not even the name of the character I'm looking for.
Okay. So it's not Leonardo DiCaprio?
Nope, I'm looking for the guy who plays her fiance in the movie.
Yeah, she wasn't engaged to Leo.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are you looking for the actor for
that?
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, I'm on already.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I'm... the Rolling Stones. That's gone.
Yeah.
Does that mean Bob Dylan got inspired by that, too?
I would guess so. I don't know.
He was inspired by many people's
music.
I know I got a book that he does comments on every song you can imagine. It's very interesting that he wrote. Anyway, I'll just give a shout-out to Julie then.
Okay.
And come on.
Thanks for calling in, Kath.
Good show, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Ella.
Hi, Ella.
So I think I have the answer for Rose's fiance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Billy Zane?
It is Billy Zane.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
Good job, Ella. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. I'm calling from Big Sandy Lake.
Okay. Are you out fishing, too?
I was today.
Yeah? How'd you do?
Good. Well, my dad caught a 29-inch dogfish.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Okay. And let's get back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello? Anybody there? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jake from the garage.
Hey, Jake.
Did you ever get that Scrooge McDuck reboot deal?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that it was David Tennant.
That is correct. It is David Tennant.
Good job.
My favorite Doctor Who.
He's a good actor all the way around.
Good thing I ran into my buddy Mojo in town this week. Get one of his rotary phones because I couldn't get in last week at all.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So the rotary's working for you?
It did tonight.
All right, so cool.
Probably the only time I'll get in now because my fingers wore out already anyway. I'm done.
All right, well, thanks for calling
in. I got to give a shout out to Mojo and all the guys up there and Corain in the sack and Friends of the Whitetail.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, you bet.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I have an answer to the Vanilla Ice song. What movie it's from?
Yeah.
It's from Ninja Turtles 2.
That is correct. Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Yes, ma'am. I have about $1 million worth of Ninja Turtles stuff in my house. my boys and us have collected it for years.
That's awesome.
Okay, but can we hear you do the rap?
No, absolutely not. Probably my husband could, but he's at work right now.
Oh, bummer.
Unfortunately.
Okay. What was your name again?
My name is Naomi, and we live in Bemidji.
Naomi from Bemidji. Okay. I hope you're doing well after the storm.
We had a couple of trees on our house, and my husband is a paramedic and a firefighter, so we have been very busy.
Oh, man.
Oh, I bet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got plenty of help?
We have had a lot of help from the fire department. We are very blessed.
All right, good.
That's good.
Glad
to hear
it. All right, thanks for calling in, Naomi.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Let's see. Which Garmin and Simon and Garfunkel hit song was played at the end of The Graduate? Okay, and let's see. Actor Jim Caviezel was struck by lightning during the filming of what film?
I know this one.
Got another one, Hannah?
Yeah, I know. Who did the Royal Australian Artillery go to war with in 1932?
Interesting. Okay. All righty. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Artillery go to war.
Hello? Anybody there? No? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, was the Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, was the Simon and Garfunkel.
You might want to step away from your source.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
You need to step away from your source.
Simon and Garfunkel. What does that mean?
You got to walk away,
from your radio.
Oh, right. Step away from your source. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep. Go ahead.
Was the Simon Garfunkel song Mrs. Robinson?
No, that wasn't at the end of the movie. That Mrs. Robinson was in the movie, but that was not the song at the end.
Not at the end. All right, thanks.
Yep, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey.
Boy, did the last guy, I heard him answering, did he answer the Simon the Garfunkel song?
Yeah, but he didn't get the right answer.
Oh, is it Mrs. Robinson?
Nope. That's in the movie, but I'm looking for the song at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was the end of the movie with the wedding part, the wedding scene.
It is, but they didn't do Mrs. Robinson at the wedding at the end of this movie, I don't think. That's not my source, anyway, says that it's a different song.
Okay, well, I'm not going to take any more guesses, but this is the Nymer Loons calling.
Okay.
And I'd like to do a shout-out to the migrating warblers and to the crab cakes.
You got it. How did Nymer fare in the storm?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty, yeah, a lot of cleanup, but we're alive, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Shout out to all those folks who are helping their neighbors and the firefighters and first responders and everyone else and the linemen from the utility companies. That they're doing a great job, and we're here to support them as much as we can. I'd love to get out there and help with my chainsaw, but I can't get my schedule cleared to get up here. All right. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Hello, you're on Green Cheese?
Yeah, the song at the end of The Graduate was Sound of Silence.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
It's Murfield Beach Club in Grand Rapids. This is Tim.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling in. Hello, you're on Green Cheese?
Murfield Beach Club in Grand Rapids.
Hello? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, is that Australian one?
Yeah.
Is that emus?
That is correct.
Awesome. This is the Prince of Cedar Island Lake. Shout out to the King and Queen.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I didn't expect that one to get answered that fast.
I've never heard of the war against the emus.
The emu war? You have to read up on it. It's pretty
interesting. I guess so. 218-326 is the number to 326-1234 is the number to call. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think somebody just got it at the end of The Graduate. Mm-hmm. It was The Sound of Silence.
That is correct. Good job. Where are you calling from?
This is Doodle Acres from Hackensack.
Doodle Acres from Hackensack. Good to hear from you.
Yep, and a shout-out to Don Pierce and the Big Game Research crew from 1969 up at Togo.
Okay.
And a shout-out to Gail Blackmer at Deer Lake Charlie's.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. It's Mojo from the sauna.
Hey, Mojo.
Hey, I hear my favorite Disturbed song has been answered already, Sound of Silence.
Mm-hmm.
So I got nothing.
You got a shout-out?
I got a shout-out back to Jigs, and thank God he's using my rotary phone so he can get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to trade me for one of them newfangled touch things, and yeah. I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
That's way too advanced for me.
Yeah, well, I'm in your club, too. You heard the beginning of this show, so you know.
I did. Thank God you know how to get around it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Mojo.
Yep, let me give a shout-out to the Doodle Acres.
Uh-huh.
Because I spend a little time up there at Deer Lake Charlie's, and he always gives Gail a shout-out. So shout-out back to them guys.
All right.
They're great people up there in FE, so.
All right.
We'll listen to the rest of the show. We'll keep playing. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Lines are open, I think, unless I screwed something up again. Let's get another question out there. On this date in history, in 1712, which French philosopher was born on this date? Hannah, you got another one?
Yeah. What was the name of the woman who disguised herself as a man in order to serve in the Continental Army during the American Revolutionary War?
Okay. And let's see. What NFL team replaced its AFL-era horse logo with a bolt of lightning? 218-326-1234. Support comes from KAXE. Support for KAXE comes from Schroeder Log Home Supply, supplying wood home and cabin owners with specialty sealants, preservatives, and wood finishes. More information at the Grand Rapids store or online at loghelp.com. All right, lines are open, folks. Let's see, what else we got here? What institutions in ancient Rome were used as a bank? All right, here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the football question?
Yeah.
About the logo?
Yeah.
Be the Chargers.
That is correct. And is this Anoka?
What, you remember my voice now?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. No, your name comes up on the caller ID, so.
Yeah. So, yep, this is Anoka.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks very much.
Yep. Bye-bye. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jake from the garage. But the guy, I knew it was the Chargers. Well, actually, my wife knew it was the Chargers.
Yeah?
I'm calling in for her, but it just got answered.
So. Okay. All right.
I'll try again.
Yeah, keep trying. Thanks.
Thank you. Here we go.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is the Red Brick Riddlers. And the answer to the lightning bolt and the horse is the Chargers.
Yep.
Sweet. That's my one claim to fame is being a Chargers fan.
Oh, yeah?
Only to win a Super Bowl.
All right. Well, we're Vikings fans, so we feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, can I answer the question about the woman in the Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
Was it Molly Pitcher?
Well, I don't know about Molly Pitcher. That's not who I'm looking for.
Yeah, but Molly Pitcher was another figure in the Revolutionary War. But
who was also...
Yeah.
She also dressed as a man?
Well, she pitched in. I don't remember exactly the details, but... Where are you calling from?
East Smith Lake.
East Smith Lake. Okay. Well, hang in there. We'll see if we get the right answer, okay?
All right.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. About the Revolutionary War woman who...
Nope. Can you speak up? Can't hear you.
One moment. Yeah, hang on. Okay.
The
woman who dressed up as a man.
Yeah.
Deborah Sampson.
That's
a relative
correct.
Of mine.
A relative of yours?
Yeah.
Cool. That's so cool.
Descended from her.
Really? That's neat. Yeah. What a story.
I think it's kind of fun.
Huh?
I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Although I don't think I'd want to do what they did during the Revolutionary War.
So do you know about all the generations in between? Did they work their way across the United States? To get to Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, various.
Yeah.
Various routes. Yeah. There's lots of them with that last name.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. That was fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Where are you calling from again? What was the name?
St. Paul. This is Natasha.
Natasha from St. Paul, you said? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. This is Aquin again.
Uh-huh.
Hi. I've got a guess about the people who did the banking or held the banking, whatever, for people.
Okay.
The Romans?
Yeah.
Was it the Vestal Virgins?
Nope. I'm looking for an institution.
Oh, an institution.
Yeah, where they did their banking. Okay.
Just a wild guess.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Mike and Hannes, I'm the Lakes again.
Yeah.
You asked about a French philosopher born in 1712. I guess it would be June 28th. Is that today? Yep. Are you talking about Jean-Jacques Rousseau?
That would be correct.
I think he's actually Swiss, isn't he, I think.
But, is he?
I think so. I think French-speaking Swiss. I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. I figured that's all I could think of from about that era. So anyway, good enough. Thank you both.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I have a guest for the French philosopher.
Okay.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Voltaire?
No, Simon just answered it. It was Rousseau.
Ah.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'm wondering about the Roman... The institution.
Yeah.
Is it the library?
Not the library, nope.
Not the library. Well, it should have been.
Yeah, I agree.
Greatest institution ever. Okay. Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
This is John in Chicago.
John in Chicago. How's Chicago? Hot?
Oh, it's hot, and our air conditioner's broke, but, you know, we're tough.
All right. Well, hang in there.
It's all good.
Thanks.
We'll call back. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Okay, one more here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I stood up too fast again. Didn't you have a Jim Caviezel question?
We did.
Getting struck by lightning?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a stab at that one. Passion of the Christ?
That is correct.
Woo! One for one. This is Keith from Parts Unknown.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Shout out to Mojo and Asana and the Northeast Peeps.
Well, got it.
You'll hear from me later. Adios.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. On this date in history, in 1820, Colonel Robert Gibbon ate something on the courthouse steps to prove it wasn't poisonous. What was it? Okay. And let's see. Whose 1984 album Ride the Lightning features an electric chair on the sleeve? I gotta look that one up. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
218-326-1234 is the number to call.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, step away from the source, okay?
I am.
Okay.
The I think the guy who ate the thing on the courthouse steps to prove it wasn't poisonous.
Uh-huh.
Was it a tomato?
It was a tomato.
All right, I'm 1-for-3 tonight.
Okay.
Can I give a shout out to Paul and Kate and the Turtle Lake gang?
You got it.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
You too.
You bet.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello. I don't know what happened there. 218-326-1234. Keep the calls coming. Support from KAXE comes from Schroeder Log Home Supply. I've already read that one. Never mind. I'm having quite the night. We receive support from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. HUFF's Huff's congregation strives to build bridges with the community and welcomes all to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. Okay, it's back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the question about the lightning bolt, the band?
Yeah.
AC/DC?
Nope.
Oh, it wasn't?
Nope.
Ride the Lightning, right? Huh. All right.
Well, all right.
I was off on that.
Okay.
All right. Ikeel Weilander's here.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
And give a shout out to the Currys from Worry.
You got it.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Lightning Bolt, the band?
Yes.
AC/DC?
I'm not keeps.
Nope.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Ride the Lightning, Metallica.
Metallica is correct. Good job, Keach.
Woo! Keach for Farts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to all the metalheads out there.
You got
and
it.
You too. You're doing a bang up job tonight.
All right, adios. Thanks a lot. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm here to answer the question about the Roman ancient Roman banks. I believe it was the temples.
Temples is correct. Yeah, they used their temples for banks.
Yeah. The Parthenon places. So.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm the Superior Lookers from Duluth, but we're at our cabin on Ban Lake.
Okay. Superior Liquors.
And I'd like to give a shout out to DJ the DJ, the best DJ ever.
Amen. I'm with you there. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Anna, give us another question.
Okay. What indie rock band has merchandise for Sad Dads?
Okay. Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Ride the Lightning. That's Metallica, buddy. Rock
yeah. Yeah, where are you calling from?
That's Thumper again.
Okay, Thumper. You got beat to it, but...
I just saw them when they came to the Twin Cities here.
Oh, really?
Last time.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah? All right.
But, yeah, I don't really have any shout-outs, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well.
But, yeah. Keep going.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, is it Deborah Sampson?
Yeah, that is correct.
Awesome.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dunville Lake.
Dunville Lake?
Isabella. Yep, in Isabella.
Isabella. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, lines are open, 218-326-1234. On this date in 1837, Victoria was named Queen of England. Which king did she follow? Right up your alley there, Simon. And what was the Animals' only number one hit? And what was the name of the baseball bat that the Natural makes from a lightning-felled tree? Remember the movie The Natural? Okay. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Was the Animals' number one hit Howl's of the Rising Sun?
That is correct.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Gene from Chisholm.
Okay, Gene. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, there we go. I was on then off, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Weird. Hey, you had a question about merchandise for Sad Dads?
Yeah.
Okay, so we think it's The National.
That is correct.
Hannah's
all right. I've got to give props to my wife, Nicole. She knew that.
Okay.
It's my favorite band.
She refers to me as a sad dad all the time because of my music. So this is Oregon Caveman calling from Grants Pass, Oregon.
All right.
Wow.
And I'm going to give a shout out to the Nut House off Nut Hatch if they're listening tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Had to get a question in there about your favorite band, didn't you?
I want that shirt.
The shirt.
It just says Sad Dads on it.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll remember that at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
I'm calling about the bat that was used in The Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is it Wonder Boy?
Wonder Boy is correct. Good job.
All right. This is Eric from Minneapolis.
All right, Eric. Thanks for calling.
Give a shout out to Campo Basso up on Camp Lake.
You got it.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What was the name of Dante's unrequited love written about in the Inferno? What was the name of Dante's unrequited love written about in the Inferno? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Man, I am watching my, I am listening to my answer fall through my fingers like
hourglass
with the Wonder Boy. I was going to open with the title of The Natural, with the theme song.
Yeah.
Roy Hobbs, baby. Long live Roy Hobbs.
Amen.
Shout out to that guy that got it right before me.
All right, thanks. All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Mike, Sam the Lakes. Well, I guess I might as well go ahead. It was William the Fourth.
William the Fourth. I knew you'd come through.
There you go.
I knew
but
you'd
not,
come through.
Not a king we hear a lot about. I think he was only there for a few years, something like that. But anyway, there we go.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, good night.
Bye-bye. Got another question, Hannah.
Okay, yeah. What Michael Crichton novel was turned into a movie in 1995?
Could you repeat that?
What Michael Crichton novel was turned into a movie in 1995?
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I just heard my question answered.
Bummer.
It was the Wonder Boy is the bat from The Natural, Steve McQueen.
Yep. It wasn't Steve McQueen, though. Yeah. It was Robert Redford.
Or Robert Redford, sorry, yeah.
Okay.
I always get him confused from... what's the movie where he drives the green car, the Bullet?
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right.
Love that movie.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Either way. This is the Langs of Northfield calling from Michigan this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We took a family vacation.
Oh, cool. You on the Upper Peninsula?
We are outside of Traverse City right now, but next week we'll be driving all through the all through the UP.
Okay, cool. Have a good trip.
Thank you. We'll give a shout out back to the IQ Islanders.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
What color are you?
Hello.
What's the question? I'm calling about the Michael Crichton movie.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
No, I'm sorry. Jurassic Park came out in 1993. I'm looking for a different Michael Crichton movie.
Kit.
Where are you calling from? Oh, anonymous. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the Michael Crichton book that was made into a movie?
Yeah.
Was that one Clear and Present Danger?
Nope, that's not the one I'm looking for from 1995.
Is it The Patriot?
No, I don't think those are Michael Crichton books.
Shoot. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Nicole from Minnesota.
Hi.
Hi, I have the answer to your question about the John Grisham novel.
Uh-huh.
The Firm.
The Firm?
I didn't ask a question about John Grisham.
You asked a question about Michael Crichton.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my bad.
Thank I get those mixed up, too. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I do love John Grisham.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Did you already get the Michael Crichton movie?
Not yet.
Was it Jurassic Park?
No, Jurassic Park's not the one I'm looking for. This one came out after Jurassic Park.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the novel written by Michael Crichton, was that Congo?
Yeah, it's Congo is the one I'm looking for. Good job.
Awesome.
Congo?
Thank you.
Congo.
All right. Where are you calling from?
Sorry. Calling from Cuyuna.
Cuyuna. All right.
And this is the Corndog crew in a new location.
Okay.
And shout out to the Scooty crew.
All right. You got it.
Thanks All right, calling. Thanks for hosting. Have a great night.
You bet.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the question that was the book that was written by John Steinbeck.
We didn't have a question for that.
It was The Mice and Men.
Okay.
Shout out to that chick.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, Mike. Now I'm going to be done now because what was your question about Dante? His love?
Yep, his unrequited love in the Inferno. Who was that? What was her name?
Oh, my gosh. It was Beatrice Portinari.
Yeah. I'll give you extra credit for the last name. I was just looking for Beatrice.
Oh, my gosh. Those of you who, now, not being a Catholic, but going to a Catholic school, I got this full course on Dante's Inferno. And if y'all haven't read it, you probably should.
Okay.
It's pretty freaking cool.
Cool.
Thank you, guys. Doing a great job. And love to everybody who's listening today.
You got it, Julie. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Lines are open. 218-326-1234. What was the name of Odysseus's wife? What was the name of Odysseus's wife? And David Bowie released his Space Oddity song just 9 days before NASA astronauts did what? David Bowie released his hit Space Oddity just 9 days before NASA astronauts did what? 218-326-1234. Lines are open. Okay, got that page all done. Here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I'm called in about the Odysseus's wife question.
Yep.
I might mispronounce his name, but isn't it Penelope?
You're close.
I know it's like Penelope or Penelope.
Penelope, there you go. Where are you calling from?
Heart Lake.
Heart Lake, okay. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Is Odysseus's wife Penelope?
That is correct. Good job.
All right. Hey, can I give a shout out to the East Smith Lake Loonies?
You got it.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Bye bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, was David Bowie? Did he release that song right before the moon landing?
Which moon landing?
There is only one moon landing for 1969.
Yeah, it was Apollo 11 when they walked on the moon. Yep, you're right. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. Gene from Chisholm.
All right, Gene. Thanks a lot.
You scared me there for a second. Did I miss one of the moon landings? You know? I mean, I sleep a lot, but, come on. But I'll give a shout-out to all the Green Cheesers tonight.
You got it. Thanks.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. You got another one, Hannah?
Yeah. All right. This one is important to me. Who was the musician that Max wanted to see in a Goofy movie?
Okay. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. All right. Got another one for you from the 60s. What was the Mamas and Papas' only number one hit? What was the Mamas and Papas' only number one hit? And according to Modest Mouse, even if things get too heavy, what will we all do? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you know what you're on.
Was the Mama and Papa's number one hit Monday, Monday?
Monday, Monday is correct. Good job.
Woo!
Where are you calling from?
We are calling from Turtle Lake in Marcell, Minnesota.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Monday, Monday. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.